This is Lori London.
This is VOA News.
The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian health minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Israel says it will no longer grant automatic visas to United Nations employees, accusing the UN of being complicit partners in Hamas tactics. Government spokesman Alon Levy said Israel will now consider visa requests from UN employees on a case-by-case basis rather than automatically.
They have let the world down. We are demanding global accountability, and now we are leading by example. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has announced that visa requests by UN employees will no longer be granted automatically and will instead be considered on a case-by-case basis.
This could add to tensions between Israel and the world body. Israel has long complained the UN directs unfair and disproportionate criticism at it. And Britain is one of the oldest democracies, but some are worrying essential rights and freedoms are now under threat.